backed it up this hard and laid it down and fixed the hog's legs like you do if you fix some dress one, you know, cut the sanitary and swung it up and carried it down there and just laid it down in the hole. There wasn't no lift, no strain or nothing to it. But I had to dig the hole. Now they've got, well, I have now, I've got scooped it and put on the back of the tractor and then dig a hole with.
Oh. Was it just like one of these scoops that they have on the front of a
bull? No, it's not just like it is. These on the front are better. Mine just makes you, but you can dig a hole with it. It's lots easier than using the shovel.
Let me ask you something. Do you put water in your tractor tire?
I'm supposed to. I kept watering my tires up to here years so ago, and I had to put new tubes, and I haven't put water back in them. I'd quit farming at this time, only just, you know, just a patch. It's better. You got more pull power with water.
Somebody was telling me that these big road machines that they use some, they don't use water anymore. They've got some kind of powdered lead or something that's a fine powder, but it's real heavy, and they put that down in
the top. It gives the weight.
Keeps it from turning over, too, I guess.
Well, too, it gets more pull.
I can remember when tractors first started being common, before they got some of the bugs out of them. People, every spring around my part of the country, two or three men be injured with a tractor turning over on them. They used to be very easy to turn over.
I know that. Well, they've got tractors now, but it's more dangerous than others. You take a tricycle front end tractor, farm tractor, on the saddle in place, they're more dangerous than what we call the wide front end. You know what I mean by the wide.
I saw a tractor the other day on one of his farms where I went with my veterinarian friend, and it had an enclosed cab with a heater and an air conditioner and a radio. And it was just like, in the summertime he can be air conditioned and listen to the radio while he's out there. That's right. That's just really something. What about the stuff that, the kind of misty looking stuff that rises off your pond in the morning, maybe? Okay, and you might say, I could hardly see across the road, it was so
foggy.
Okay. Let's see. You might, if it looks like it's getting ready to rain, you'd say I don't like the looks of those black white
clouds.
Okay. Today is the 24th of January in 73. If something happened on the 24th of January in 72, it happened what?
Well, it happened. 72 and be 2 years back.
Okay.
It'd be 1 year back.
Okay.
Yeah.
1972 was last year. 1973 is
this year.
If you want to know what time it is, you might ask somebody what.
Well, you'd ask them what time they
have. And they have to look at their what?
Watch.
And if it's 7:30, what's another way for saying 7:30? You ever hear anybody say?
Well, 7:30, I don't know.
Have you ever heard anybody say half past seven?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wasn't thinking. I've heard that used live, half past seven.
What about if it's, say, 7:45? Have you ever heard anybody use another term for
that? Quarter to such and such time.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody